Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, I want you to stay with me, because what I'm going to describe to you is what we should be trying to do right now. It has been done before. It has worked. But just to jar some memories, because I know memories are short. They certainly don't teach this kind of stuff in school anymore. 50 years ago this week, Nixon signed the Shanghai Communique with the People's Republic of China. Nixon, this was a very bold act of statecraft that helped drive a wedge between communist China and the Soviets. Now, for most of the Cold War, the United States had a clear and guiding mission: defeat the Soviet Union and communism, divide our enemies, and protect our allies. And today, the enemies of the United States have taken the reverse mission: defeat Western democracy, divide the United States and our allies, and protect autocracies. The Sino-Russian alliance and the regimes they prop up from Caracas to Tehran form a dangerously formidable opponent. And it is really vital that our elected leaders meet that challenge. And sadly, they are far from meeting that task. Now, as a candidate for president, Joe Biden promised he would mend our supposedly broken alliances, bringing the adults back in charge, stand up to Russia by arming Ukraine, and make America more prosperous. Nothing but fails. He has failed in every one of those. He has isolated our allies and partners in the Middle East so badly, they would not even vote with us at the United Nations to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. His administration repeatedly blocked and stalled military assistance to Ukraine and only promised Stinger missiles to them last week, after dovish countries like Germany and the Netherlands had already committed them as well. Inflation is higher than it's been in 40 years, and gas prices are on the rise even further. Now, as former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has stated many times, each administration governs with guiding principles for its foreign policy. For the Trump administration, it was America first. That's the lens through which we viewed all foreign policy decisions. What was best for the American people? That was a big change. It led to enormous and transformative victories around the world, four peace deals brokered in the Middle East, and the Abraham Accords. The world's most deadly terrorist, ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander Qasem Soleimani, they were taken off the battlefield forever. Our diplomatic pressure campaign against the CHICOM's covert 5G espionage program, Huawei, reduced that threat. See, this is what happens when you deal with realism. For Biden, however, his foundation is climate change and the supposed restoration of American standing in the world. And this has led to a first-year track record on national security that is nothing less than abysmal. Because of repeated capitulations across the world, our enemies no longer fear us. A catastrophic development made evident by revelations that Iran is daring to plot kidnapping and assassination plots against American citizens on our own soil. Within 4 months of Biden taking office, Hamas was attacking Israel. After 7 months, Kabul fell to the Taliban. Within 13 months, we have the first major ground war in Europe since 1945. Today, we are on the brink of losing our democratic partner, Ukraine, to a power-hungry dictator. And the Biden administration's strategy to prevent the war from taking place was laughable. Because what they were going to do, they figured they could scare Putin with the threat of undisclosed sanctions when Biden had already folded on Nord Stream 2 and New Start and had failed to respond to the Russian hack of the Colonial Pipeline. Biden sought to deter Russia from invading and failed. And now Canada and the Europeans are picking up the slack and, you know, that's how bad it is. That's unheard of. And this is just a sampling of the failings we've seen in Biden's first year. Without a fundamental change, what do the next 3 years look like? Well, that's the scariest part I've ever had to consider in my life. What are the next 3 years going to be like under this cat? We could see China mount a deadly invasion of Taiwan. North Korea could use nuclear extortion to change the status quo on the Korean Peninsula. Iran could cross the nuclear threshold and hold the Middle East and Israel hostage to their threats. Our top generals, while they're out there teaching transsexual stuff and transgender stuff, they've already warned that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are likely to regain their ability to strike outside of Afghanistan in the coming months, not to mention all that fine weaponry we left them. Putin will be listed in history next to other evil men, Hitler, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin. He only respects the language of power, and he is fluent. But President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, they're naive enough to believe that Putin could be dissuaded slowly through rhetoric and the weak threat of sanctions. And they lack a critical skill in national security officials, the ability to understand and predict and disrupt the devious plots of our enemies. Just 2 weeks ago, Blinken repeatedly lamented that he did not understand why Putin would attack Ukraine when he could work on combating climate change instead. This is the Secretary of State, the chief diplomat, admitting he doesn't understand how our adversaries think. And none of this is coincidental or bad luck. They're a direct consequence of individuals who believe misguided ideology, and they oppose American exceptionalism, power, and the fact that America's been the greatest source for peace and prosperity in the history of the world. When you can't stand up for America at home, you will never stand up for her abroad. And we're in a new era of hard power where autocrats don't care if we post pictures of solidarity or hashtags for days on Twitter. Biden and his team need to get serious because only strength is going to matter here. Here's a scary fact. The United States has not designed or built a new nuclear warhead since the end of the Cold War, and we no longer have the infrastructure to create new nuclear weapons. The average age of the nuclear warheads in our stockpile is over 25 years, older than most of the soldiers tasked with operating the weapons. Today, China has the world's largest standing ground forces, the largest Navy and Coast Guard, the largest sub-strategic missile force, and the largest air force in the Indo-Pacific. Russia has been serially cheating on their nuclear treaty obligations, under which China isn't even constrained. And despite all of this, Biden's defense budget request for this year was the equivalent of a 5% cut after accounting for inflation. So how are we going to deter Russia and China when we're not adapting and when we're not applying logic? And despite Biden's repeated failings, he has doubled down on the ideology and outlook that led us to the abdication of our power. His next major blunder may be if he inks a proposed nuclear deal with Iran that would provide the regime a rapid path to nuclear weapons and $90 billion in no-strings-attached sanctions relief. We need a change of course. We need it soon. Biden and his top policy officials have failed. All of those officials should resign their offices. If they do not, the American people must vote them out. And that starts with what's coming up in November. We have reached the end of the rope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Social media. Something of a mixed bag, isn't it? Now, on the one hand, you can reconnect with people that you haven't seen in years. You can find long-lost relatives, old friends, high school buddies, chums that you haven't heard from because you moved away like I did. You can do a lot of good things with it. It has been used as a tool by, prior to 2016, of course, used especially during 2010. During 2010, it was used by the Tea Party a lot. Connect with like-minded folks, learn more about their favorite hobbies. Maybe you can find a job. Who knows? On the other side, it's a horrible place filled with horrible people doing horrible things. And that's not even counting what the sites themselves like to do, like when they censor things. But there, with the advent of social media, there has been this little ecosystem of things that have popped up within social media that, didn't exist prior to it, like the social media challenge, which is a unique event because here you have people filming themselves doing stupid things and then they post them. And, like the old ALS challenge, the ice bath challenge, that was designed for a specific purpose, namely to raise awareness of a medical issue and or raise money for it. So, yes, it can be used for good. But then when you look at some of the others, they're just idiotic. Like the Tide Pod challenge. But we got a new one. And this one is, this is beyond worse. This is sinister. And it's sinister for the wrong reason. Now, coming out of Chula Vista, and I don't know if this is where it has originated, and I have not seen any other reports of this happening anywhere yet, but we have seen things like this happen before with other things. But right now, Chula Vista police said 9 people have been attacked in what appears to be the latest social media challenge. And they're concerned with it. Lieutenant Dan Peake is very upset about it. He said, it's very stupid. This could have very tragic consequences. So here's what we're talking about. They've received 9 reports in the last year of Chula Vista residents being shot at in a drive-by style attack involving airsoft guns or toy guns that fire Orbeez balls. Orbeez are small, colorful plastic pellets, and they expand when they are placed in water. But I guess they're still pretty hard plastic when they're being shot at you. Now, of course, it's not deadly. You might shoot your eye out, as they say in the movies. But within the law, according to Lieutenant Peake, it's considered assault with a deadly weapon. So these juveniles may think they're doing a prank, and the next thing you know, they're going to be in juvenile hall. Now, Lieutenant Peake isn't wrong at all. I just think he's sort of understating the ramifications of this act. So if I'm out there and I'm walking around to get ready to get in the car or whatever, and I have a gun on me whenever I'm anywhere in the house, outside the house, I have a gun on me. I have a gun on me right now. I have a gun in front of me. Now, if I'm out there checking the mail or something and somebody comes rolling up and I see what look like guns coming out of the window and they start shooting things at me, I'm not going to wait to be hit by the first whatever it is and say, oh, it's only an airsoft pellet. See, the problem here is that airsoft guns, I've been to an airsoft event and airsoft guns are remarkably detailed. They look like the real thing. Some of them act like the real thing, except for the weight. If you don't feel the weight, looking at it, they come with a red tip, very easily just broken off. So, and here's the other thing. Juveniles are gang members everywhere. Everywhere where there's gangs, there's juveniles in the gang. But like I said, if they come rolling in, and they do that, then I'm going to assume it's a gun, and I'm going to act accordingly. Now, Chula Vista is in California, and California is not exactly a stand-your-ground state. But the problem is, it's not going to be hard to make the case that someone in a car is going to be able to chase you down if you try to get away. And that, thus meaning a duty to retreat, isn't really applicable. So, in the event that these kids come rolling around in mom's car and they're shooting out the windows with their airsoft guns or their Orbeez guns, and somebody mistakes them, somebody with a real gun thinks they're being shot at, and they get shot and killed, they would likely be justified in their use of force. And, you know, why would anybody risk that for some idiotic social media challenge? I know they're kids. Chula Vista police say they've received 41 phone calls in the last year from people witnessing similar attacks. Chula Vista and their size, that's not an insane amount by any stretch of the imagination. But when you consider what this challenge is simulating, it's worth it to discuss regardless of how prevalent they are. And probably California is one of the safer places to try this. If you try this in Texas or Missouri or South Carolina or Arizona or Tennessee, you're likely not to survive the experience. You will be a big splash on social media. Without a doubt, you'll be a big splash on social media. But not as a budding celebrity. You'll be little more than a cautionary tale. And frankly, I don't know that I'd be able to feel bad about it. Because this, you know, this is what happened to Tamir Rice. And after that thing, people should be familiar with the idea that realistic toy guns are close enough in looks to the real ones that they can get you shot. But it's one of those split-second decisions that you have to make when you're going to, you know, practice armed self-defense. I don't know, I'm trying to sit here and think to myself, would I feel bad about it I'm sure I would, but I would feel bad and I would be more angry. And I'd be like, where are the parents of this kid? Why don't the parents of this kid know what they're doing? That would be my feel bad part of it. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes the battle for Ukraine is far from over.
What we're seeing on the battlefield is Russian forces seeking to encircle the major cities, including Kyiv, and we're seeing them use increasingly brutal methods, including going at civilians and civilian populations. Terrible expectation is that the suffering we've already seen is likely to get worse before it gets better.
New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now show that COVID-19 levels have dropped significantly enough that more than 90% of people in the U.S. can go without masks. The new data, which shows that nearly everyone in the country lives in areas with low to medium risk for COVID, were released days after the agency released the new guidance that tweaked how it measures that risk. Hospitalizations have plummeted in every state over the last month. This is USA Radio News. We've got an update on the police officer involved in the Breonna Taylor case, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding another 194. No militant group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Both the Islamic State group and the Pakistani Taliban, a militant group separate from the Taliban in Afghanistan, have carried out similar attacks recently in that area. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. So here we are. We are at the very, what you know, we're in the first quarter of the 21st century. When I was in the military, I had no doubt that the army that I served in was prepared to take on the Soviet Union on the European landmass. I had no doubt that we were going to prevail. And we trained for that. And we had no outside distractions put in the way by our commanders to distract us from this. But here we are now, and I'm wondering if this woke mentality that has crept into the U.S. military, if it has crippled it, you know. The military is an institution that should be apolitical. It shouldn't be bombarded or even entertain political correctness nonsense for the simple reason that it's a total waste of time. If I have to sit down and take a lecture about proper pronouns, I would be better served taking a lecture about trauma care, because I'm not likely to run into somebody who's going to mince words or even be concerned about proper pronouns, but I may have to, treat a sucking chest wound. And yet the Pentagon is adopting this mindset. And the question becomes, why? We spend the most on defense than any other nation on earth, and we could have the most combat ineffective units around if this keeps up. Now, Russian President Putin has invaded Ukraine. We have an aggressive China eyeing Taiwan, and the U.S. military is holding training sessions on gender pronoun use. And we get this from the Free Beacon. While Russia wages a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. Army is putting its soldiers through training on gender pronouns and coaching officers on when to offer soldiers gender transition surgery, which I was never offered anything medically when I was in the service. If I had to go, I went, right? But nobody's walking around going, hey, Bill, are you tired of being human? You want to be a fern? Now, the mandatory presentation policy on the military service of transgender persons and persons with gender dysphoria, which is the same thing, was given to officers earlier this month, along with instructions for them to train their subordinates on the material. A whistleblower gave these things to the Washington Free Beacon, and they decided to do this because they were ordered to undergo the training as a high-ranking officer in the Army Special Forces. An Army spokesman confirmed to the Free Beacon that the slides in question are part of mandatory training and came from an official program used to train Army personnel on the recent changes to the DOD and Army transgender service policy. All Army personnel, from soldiers to commanders and supervisors, are required to participate in the training by September 2022. This follows a June 2021 announcement by the Army altering its policy so that transgender soldiers can openly serve, whatever that means. The shift in policy is part of a larger push by the Biden administration to make the military more welcoming to transgender people. The military is not about letting everybody in. Okay? If you can make the standards, fine. Make the standards, get in. Then there's certain things that you have to follow, certain things you have to do, certain things you can't do to stay in. And right now, though, it's a social justice petri dish. Now, the Republicans, and some within the military, they view the policy changes as an effort to promote woke propaganda. And, you know, here we have Russia, this invasion of Ukraine threatening to spark a larger conflict. Military experts and insiders say they are concerned the fighting force is prioritizing woke culture over protecting the American people. That's happening. It shouldn't. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Here's the Army's mission. Okay, here's the military's mission. In combat, we kill everybody. We kill them, whether they're trans or non-binary or unicorns, men, women, gay, whatever you have. And they all die. With the full might of the American military is unleashed against our enemies, you usually die. Proper pronouns don't come into play at all. Now, when it comes to our own military training, how is this a priority? How is this training essential to the function of our armed forces? I'm worried about Chinese aggression. I'm worried about a belligerent Russia as their socioeconomic standing degrades, like their natural gas resources. And what I'm worried about is, we have resources. It would not be beyond a scenario to consider that they would try to do something to get resources. And instead of sitting around and saying, working against every worst case scenario, we have woke training sessions. And the military is increasingly unprepared for the dangers we face because prioritization of duty is absent. Now, if you've ever seen Forrest Gump, at one point, the drill sergeant screams at Forrest Gump, "What are you going to do, Gump?" And Gump screams, "Whatever you tell me to do, drill sergeant." And that's the military. There you go. The military is not a vehicle where you get out there and say, if I get out there and they say, "Okay, Freddy, go over there, take your group and go over there and take that hill." If I've trained the right way, I'm going to be able to do that. If I haven't trained the right way, if I don't have confidence in the ability of myself and my squad, my platoon, whatever I'm leading, I'm probably going to sit there and question just about everything they're saying. And that, you know, the military, the way the military actually works as far as the hierarchy and, you know, supervisors and superiors and missions and everything else is a whole lot like a socialist place. Because there is no, it's not a democracy, nowhere near a democracy, not at all, not even a little bit. We should be training right now in scenarios where we're taking on the Chinese and the Russians. We're not. We don't, you know, and we have neglected this for a long time. We've been resting on our laurels, and all of this peacetime has led to this. And I'm not one to go fight a war where we don't have a interest in it. But this has made us really, really soft. I asked a drill sergeant if they take mobile phones away from people when they're in basic training. I don't think they do. If anybody out there knows, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. LockandLoadRadio.com. We don't need a kinder, gentler military. We need an aggressive, ruthless, overtrained, absolutely crazed military. One that when we let them go, they go all the way. We don't have that today. We don't have anything near that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. There's a plethora of misinformation in corporate media on the potential World War III. I know that's shocking. So let's clear a few things up. At this moment, Vladimir Putin hasn't lost. The West did not pull together under Joe Biden's, quote, leadership, end quote. But Ukraine has most definitely won the propaganda war. The weakness and incompetence of the Biden administration was irresistible to a tyrant like Putin. That left Ukraine pretty much on its own, as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the United States were essentially irrelevant. The Ukrainian forces have exceeded expectations, but thus far, Putin has not gone full golden horde on them. There's also a lot of smoke and mirrors in play, and as noted information warfare strategist Chuck D and Flavor Flav have advised, don't believe the hype. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is no longer a former comedian. He's a World War III rock star. He's out there posing in full battle rattle out with the troops. Apparently the United States offered to whisk him to safety, and his response was famously, I don't need a ride, I need ammo. And to add that to the Snake Island defenders telling a Russian warship threatening them to go blank themselves right before the shells started raining down. Then throwing a squad of supermodels carrying Kalashnikovs, an 80-year-old guy showing up to fight with a couple of sandwiches and a bad attitude. This is a tremendous narrative of the plucky patriots fighting for their families and freedom. And those stories are all true, or maybe not. Zelensky is confirmed to have made his request for ammo, but the Snake Island heroes were captured, not killed. The supermodels were at least real on Instagram, and the same with the old guy and his lunch. At some level, perception is reality, and Ukraine has done a brilliant job of getting its message out. Now they're getting support based on the combination of information warfare and actual battlefield action. They have seemed to have stopped the Russian blitzkrieg. Kiev has not fallen, and the Russian advance appears to have stalled. There's also reports of major Russian casualties and destruction of equipment. But reports are not reality, and it's worth examining them. Many came from the notoriously reliable interwebs, and have run the gamut from unverified to happened 7 years ago to absolute nonsense. Information warfare is important in the modern social media battle space, but it means less than the truth on the ground, which is far from certain. Few pictures of Russian vehicles abandoned by the road can be assigned their logistics aren't up to snuff, or show that when 10,000 plus vehicles are rolling through enemy territory, some break down or get ahead of fuel convoys. Video of Spetsnaz looting food from a store can show their troops are starving, or it's a reminder that Spetsnaz are commandos who operate well ahead of the chow wagons in the rear. It is clear that Ukraine was not toppled in a weekend, but that does not mean it couldn't still be, or that was even the goal. Now, you know, nobody knows whether Putin wants to own and occupy Ukraine. Assuming he does topple the government, and I think it's premature to say he couldn't, then he will face a massive insurgency. He was around for Afghanistan. Makes me wonder if he'd want to take that on again. He does want ownership of the two Russian-speaking provinces on his border with Ukraine in the West, and official recognition of Crimea. Making a larger assault gives him bargaining chips to ensure he can trade a promise to not destroy the infrastructure for land deeds and removal of sanctions. There is talk of peace talks. But also, as if to punctuate his previous threat, Putin put his defensive nuclear forces on alert. But talk is cheap, and until a deal turns into tanks rolling back to Mother Russia, or at least back to the newer additions. But we can't ignore that for the first time in decades, the thing that I was there to defend against in the 80s has happened. You got mass formations of tanks rolling in Europe, and the leader of a major power threatening a nuclear attack. So the danger and the damage to Ukraine are huge, and the return of nuclear brinksmanship is the real loss for the whole world. The failure to simply roll into Kiev, as the Russians thought they would, is a major blow to their military morale and to Putin's image as a strong man. And while the wins for Ukraine are not a bad thing, a wannabe tough guy with wounded pride could be. So Putin now has to salvage something he can call a win, and at a minimum now he needs to have Russian vehicles rolling in the streets of Kiev. Even if he doesn't topple the regime, that visual may be enough to salvage his ego. But that means the gloves are all the way off, civilians are in the crosshairs, there are already credible reports of cluster munitions in built-up areas. We must also consider that Vlad wants a legacy worthy of his exalted image of himself as a major force in Russian history. He hasn't really done anything worthy of that. Losing the Ukraine scrap is not an option for him. If it starts looking really, really bad, his eager megalomaniac may dominate, making Russia the first country other than the United States to use a nuke in battle would certainly cement his spot in world history. You have to go back and look at the fall of the Soviet Union for the last time. There was a real concern that a rogue faction would grab nukes and use them. But this is the rightfulest leader threatening to use them against us or anyone else who intervenes. And that's a bell you can't unring. So neither the United States nor NATO was a serious threat to Putin's plans, and that's a problem. He can do a lot of damage without directly encroaching on a NATO country and triggering, theoretically, a response. And while we have Germany claiming they will spend 100 million euros on their military as a welcome sign, what if they had done so when Trump pressured them to? Maybe a little peace through strength might have been an actual deterrent. And now, coming up somewhere out there on the horizon is the worst case scenario of a dragon bear alliance between Russia and China. Z and Putin met during the Olympics, and Z likely told Vlad, just hold off until after the closing ceremonies. Then they made an energy deal to ensure Vlad had an outlet to replace Nord Stream 2. Now, whether you liked him or not, Trump kept Putin, Z, and even Kim Jong-un from causing major problems. He kept the Russians engaged and far from partnering with the Chi-Cops. He put all of them on their back feet, wondering what kind of deal might be possible, but also worried what he might do if they stepped over the line. Biden can barely be certain what decade this is, let alone present a worthy adversary for these world-class tyrants. They are stealing Joe's lunch money while he wonders if today is butterscotch or chocolate pudding. This was mildly amusing during the campaign, but it has gotten progressively more horrifying until now we approach a nuclear showdown. And imagine Biden replacing Slim Pickens, riding that nuke like a cowboy in Dr. Strangelove. Now that seems like an actual possibility. What happens when Z decides Taiwan and all of its chip factories are perfectly ripe for the picking, with no one even marginally competent to be found in U.S. leadership? 13 months in has led us to the point where World War III is not a joke. It may have already started. The hype you can believe, and the only thing we can do is fight the power. We don't need to be in a war or a fight or a skirmish. We have to fight the woke left's fundamental transformation of the United States into a toothless, doddering mirror image of Biden. They can operate like a puppet. And we have to fight against their view of America as the soy latte sipping, artisanal, arugula nibbling, one nation among many. And that would mean peace through strength, which just happens to be the best way to avoid getting drawn into anybody's war. First, we need to hope Biden doesn't somehow throw more gas on the potential nuclear barbecue, because elections have consequences. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.